This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by fellow Torch columnist Bruce Mitchell for a review of the August 10th Hard Justice pay-per-view from Trenton, New Jersey. Bruce, what's your overall thought on this pay-per-view? And just, I mean, what stood out to you or anything else you want to comment on at the top of the show?
I like this show. I like when Brock Lesnar punched Keith Haring so hard he turned him a flip. That was awesome.
Bruce, wrong show. Sorry.
Wrong show. Oh, TNA. That's right.
Yeah.
This is okay. I mean, I like how the Trenton, New Jersey fans took this show. I mean, they clearly just ignored all the storylines, picked their own favorites, and cheered them on. So that part was okay. You know, there was some good wrestling. As long as the booking wasn't involved, the wrestling was pretty good. But when the booking got involved, it got bad fast. I thought this was a thumbs in the middle show.
Yeah, I think that opening match had a lot of elements that played the rest of the show. I mean, you had the crowd turning on Creed, who was supposed to be the babyface.
So what was the opening match there, James?
Pete Williams and Consequences Creed. That was your opener. I wasn't going to quite segue into that, but the crowd turning on the babyface. You had overbooking. You had really good wrestling action. And it felt like there was something tangible on the line with the rug pulled out from under the audience, just based on the finish. I mean, just that whole first match really played out the entire rest of the show with, and then, you know, the post-match with Daivari, nobody really cares about that because it's a gimmick we've seen done countless times. And in 2008, people just aren't going to care. But, Bruce, what's your thoughts on the opener? And, Consequences Creed, Petey Williams, Rocket Khan, Daivari with his new name, just all those elements in play here.
Well, I mean, I thought that, you know, Consequences Creed, he's a guy, when I watch him, it's like he doesn't need, he's not quite athletic enough to catch the best of the X Division wrestlers, but he's got some charisma and some personality, and he needs to work on the working side of that, of learning how to use that, instead of trying to match everybody move for move with the same type of moves everybody else does. But this was a decent match, and I thought the crowd just, you know, poor Petey Williams is saddled with one of the worst gimmicks I've ever seen in wrestling. You know, the sub-boyfriend of Scott Steiner, and, you know, Scott Steiner, who's not even there anymore, and Rocket Khan, who, whatever purpose she serves, I have no idea what it is, but I think the crowd liked him because he was the better wrestler,
mm-hmm.
and they picked him, and as long as, you know, this match, I don't know, went 15, 16, 17 minutes, and as long as they were just wrestling, it was perfectly enjoyable. And one thing I did like about it was they opened the show with a wrestling match between two wrestlers, instead of 10 wrestlers, instead of 8 wrestlers, instead of 6 teams of wrestlers or any of that, you know, instead of having a spot-a-thon, we had a wrestling match, and that was good. It was stupid at the end, and I just think that we're in the type of war, this, you know, we're in this war in Iraq, but it's not the jingoistic USA, we're up against this enemy. You know, most of us are pretty skeptical for the reasons why we're there, and all that, and everybody's trying to do the right thing kind of war. It's not Ray's Old Glory. So Daivari out there, you know, Sean Daivari out there trying to play that gimmick is just, you know, pretty silly. And it just doesn't resonate with anybody. So that didn't help. But like I said, as long as the bookers didn't interfere, and the booking, there was no booking in it, they're just wrestling, it's enjoyable. As soon as the booking gets in there, it's just over-the-top goofiness, and it doesn't work.